Another beautiful day in COVID City. My paradise. LA paradise. Yeah, get the lights. So, pretend like you're autistic or Asperger's or whatever, right? It's like somebody talking to you in a conversation. The second they bore you, just walk away. And they'll be like, where you going? I was talking to you. And they just like pretend like you're autistic. Yo, my bad. I have Asperger's. I'm autistic. I don't know how to follow your social norms, right? And so the reason why, I mean, it's a bad strategy, but also effective. Even Elon Musk, when he was on SNL, right? He's like, I'm the first person that like admits that they're autistic, or is autistic, or admits that they're autistic, or Asperger's, or whatever with Asperger's, right? Even like the notion of quote unquote Asperger's, I don't think it's quote unquote real, or it's not a critical thought, because everyone has different degrees of social skills, right? And so the second someone casts you in like, you got Asperger's or autism or on the spectrum, right? Everyone a little bit on the spectrum, right? And you know, we're all talking about neurodiversity, right? Everyone's brain is a little bit different, but people don't really want you to be different because they want you to stay inside the box, right? So my thought is everyone wants to be different in the same way now too. So it's actually funny. I was like even talking to my friend Dylan Fan, who went to RISD. How my RISD students? I'm like, all the kids look kind of funny. You're like our kids. I'm like asking questions. Like, oh, it's like, is everyone like? Cause I did notice that everyone looks all the kids in art school kind of look. They all look different from traditional society, but they all look the same. Like even when I was in high school, all the goth emo kids, right? Why are they all shopping on Hot Topic and looking the same, right? Like why do they all paint their nails black and wear black hoodies? Like why can't you be a goth, at least back in high school, and be wearing like a rainbow shirt? Or you know why can't you be a goth and emo, but you know, have shortcut hair or you know a six pack or whatever, right? And even like people who are into like heavy rock and metal, right? Like why does everyone need like black denim chains, a mohawk and stuff like that? So I think everyone who tries to dress a certain way to become part of a subculture, it's a signal that kind of like a merchandising of a certain sub-community, right? So like for example, let's say you're into hip-hop, right? Like why do you gotta wear a pair of Jordans or Forces or Yeezys? Why don't you just be like EK and just wear some Vibram Five Finger shoes, right? So yeah, I think all these trends are bad. I mean, my personal suggestion and my personal hope is like, and also another thing, it's like, why is it that everyone who likes to go to Joshua Tree or do hiking nature says, like, why does everyone have to drive a Subaru or some sort of SUV off-roading vehicle thing? I'm like, just take your Toyota Prius. It's all good, right? Like, also the secret that a lot of people don't want you to know is, truth be told, like 99% of these trails, 99.9%, almost like 100% of these trails can all be accessible via a standard sedan, like even a Ford Fusion. Even Cindy, me and Sen were borrowing Cindy's mom's Ford Fusion, which I helped them get back in the day when I did the Fiesta movement. And the Ford Fusion is a great car for hiking, traveling, road tripping, going anywheres. There's like literally no place we didn't need to go that needed an all-wheel drive car. And also, even if you need an all-wheel drive car or go off-roading, it's just like not a pleasant experience. It's like super bumpy, makes the car sick, not fun, right? And so my general thought about like this kind of off-roading, you know, kind of lifestyle, whatever's, is essentially the, like, yeah, just people trying to make a profit, which is fine, but yeah. So so some other thoughts. Don't trust founders who look like they dress the part. So the reason why like Chainlink and Sergey Nazarov, it's like, just look at him, he's like always wearing the same, like has the same crew cut haircut, and is always wearing the same blue flannel. Like he obviously doesn't care, right? rather than the guy who tries to dress like, what would a like a quote unquote like hotshot crypto whiz supposed to look like? What, super slick hair, driving a Lambo, gold watch, black suit? No, just even Peter Thiel was the first to really recognize this. It's like, don't trust the founder or the CEO in the suit, because suits are trying to signal that they's legitimate, but in fact they're not. Like, even if you go to a fancy party, right? Don't be hoodwinked. The person who's dressed to the tens, to the teens, is probably the least successful person there, because they're trying to wear clothing that signals how successful they is. But in fact, the real, you know, successful rich person there is probably the one just wearing like flip-flops. Like, if you could show up to like a fancy ass party just wearing flip-flops and you know, like a Billabong hoodie, you're probably the richest, most successful there. So or the person who looks homeless is probably the low-key billionaire. So yeah, don't be hoodwinked by appearances, and yeah, just follow your gut.